Hear the good news from Matthew chapter 13. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came up and ate them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields. In one case, 100-fold, in another, 60, and in another, 30. The Gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And let us pray together the prayer of the day. Almighty God, we thank you for planting in us the seed of your word. By your Holy Spirit, help us to receive it with joy, live according to it, and grow in faith and hope and love. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Congregation may be seated. Okay, everybody, listen up. You know the coach is serious about getting your attention when it's not just listen, but listen up. Jesus is telling us today to listen up. Did you hear how many times the word hear or listen is repeated in our gospel text this morning? 7 times we hear those words repeated. So listen up. Pay attention. Jesus has a word he wants us to hear today. He is talking in parables. Parables sometimes were used by Jesus to call extra attention to what he was saying or to help with his teaching. And this parable is one of the few where we get a direct explanation from Jesus about its meaning. Parables often use illustrations of things that are common everyday elements and things that would have been familiar to the hearers. Parables can be tricky, though, because the meaning of a parable often is multiple and not necessarily as obvious as it might seem at first glance. Parables are meant to cause a reaction in the hearer and to perhaps challenge their worldview. If you look at the Greek meaning of the word that gets translated as parable, it doesn't mean story. It means put alongside of. So a parable is something that is meant to be put alongside of our lives. Jesus is giving us a story to put alongside of our lives. So listen. A sower went out to sow. This is a wonderful parable for our neck of the woods here, isn't it? An agriculture parable. I did some research this week and talked to some farmers about this parable. I was curious what their take on it would be. In the course of conversation, one farmer said to me, "Well, here in the United States, in this day and age, really, we have good yields no matter what. Yes, sometimes there's a weather incident or something, but overall, in the United States, we grow good crops." Looking at this parable through modern eyes, we may take for granted that all soil will produce. Modern agriculture takes a lot of the guesswork out of farming. And even if you know very little about ag, if you know very little about farming, you probably know that, like so many other things in our world, agriculture has become very dependent upon technology. It is now a world of precision agriculture. And whether you farm with red, or Pastor Tim's favorite green equipment, or whatever other color, you will have access to computers and GPS and all kinds of other particular technology to help with planting and harvesting. You don't even have to get out of the cab of the tractor anymore. As you go along, you can measure the percentage of organic material in the soil. You can know the temperature of the soil, the moisture content, the field residue. You keep checking and making sure that you are getting the best for your planting. Modern farm equipment is designed to minimize overlaps. You don't want to plant double. And to minimize skips. You don't want to miss a spot where you could plant. Planting is designed to work for uniform emergence. You want all your plants coming up at the same time because that is what's going to give you consistent yields. And so as you're planting your field, you work to get the conditions just right, checking the computer as the tractor goes over the fields to make sure it's as good as it can get in order to improve the potential of what you are planting. Farmers want to get profits high and waste low, maximum output for the least amount of input. So, listen. A sower went out to sow. What kind of reaction did you find yourself having to this parable? Did you want to make sure that you were the seed in the good soil? Or are you worried that you might be on rocky ground right now? Here's the rub, isn't it? In our spiritual lives, we are not always good soil. But even when we're not, we know we should be and we want to be, right? But sometimes we're like that path, with no understanding, questioning our faith, not sure what we believe. And I bet you all know people who don't want to understand or don't know Jesus. Or maybe you're feeling more like rocky ground, that yes, there's something there, but it doesn't go very deep. And you lack a depth of understanding. Yeah, maybe I should go to more Bible studies, but I'm okay. I don't know. We all face those times where It doesn't feel like it's quite enough, right? Or are you among the thorns? Does worry and work and striving for material goods and success overtake a commitment to faith? Do you get too caught up in all of that to think about what God is doing in your lives? So what do we do when we're not good soil? Do we just work harder and recommit and then feel bad again when our zeal falls away? What can we do when we're not good soil? Well, soil can't make itself better, can it? So I think Jesus is just saying that these conditions of soil, these four different conditions, are just how life is. Remember, the parable is laying alongside of our life, and so Jesus is just acknowledging, I think, this is how it is sometimes. And maybe we can experience all different four soil conditions at different times in our lives. At different times in our faith journey, our faith is more sure. Other times, it's not. That's just how the soil is. But this parable isn't only about the soil. It's also about the sower. And compared to our world of modern agriculture, this sower seems a little wasteful. Overly extravagant in sowing everywhere. Not too worried about optimal conditions. This is not precision agriculture. And I imagine that even in the ancient world, this farmer would be judged for a lack of careful sowing. Excuse me, it's there and it's not going away. I just got a cough. This farmer, even in the ancient world, would be judged, I think. But my farmer friend, as we were discussing the questionable methods of the sower, said to me, "But you need to know, even if the sower doesn't look like he's careful, you need to remember farmers don't just stick only to good soil. Farmers have to work with what they have. They have to learn how to make the soil work for them. So maybe this is God, the sower, working in our lives, working with what he has, not waiting for the right, perfect, optimal conditions. But God goes ahead and sows and plants in us seeds of faith and love and hope and forgiveness, whether we're ready for it or not. We aren't perfect soil, but the good news is we don't have to be either. God will do a work in us and through us anyway. And God will keep re-sowing in us seeds of faith and love and hope as long as necessary. Because God promises a harvest. When that seed is first planted, you can't see it working in the ground anyway. But you know it will produce. So we could say, and we could look at our parable, look at all those four conditions. Those seeds showed a result. The seed at least came up. And the birds that carried that seed away, well, maybe, who knows? Maybe it got dropped somewhere and started growing. There were results. Or even if you say, well, really only one quarter of the seed grew and three quarters failed, the harvest is amazing. 30, 60, 100-fold, amazing. ancient agriculture yields were more around 10 or 15 fold. So 30-fold yield is double average, an amazing harvest. So where is your life right now? Do you feel like you're on that beaten path? Trampled down. But God is still sowing a seed of faith in you. It's there, even if you're not aware of it. Are you feeling among rocky ground, not sure that you have a faith that will sustain you right now? God is sowing seeds of trust and love and forgiveness. And if you feel that you're growing up among the thorns and the weeds, God is sowing seeds of justice and generosity that will grow up strong, towering over those thorns. Maybe what this parable can teach us, those of us here in the church, that we don't need to wait for the perfect conditions to sow, but we need to get out there and share God's love and God's word with others. Instead of worrying about the perfect program or the perfect plans or the right facilities, we need to be out there spreading seeds, showing love, forgiving, building hope. And in our own lives, those lives that are often not good soil, God works with what God has. Whatever kind of soil we are, God will work in us. It's not up to our efforts, but we hear the promise again in Isaiah, God's word will not return empty. We may not see the results right away, but God's word will grow and feed us. God's word will provide us with joy and peace and hope. God has planted something in each of your lives right now, today, that is growing. You may not even know what it is growing into, but it is growing. So watch and wait. Listen up. A sower went out to sow. God has sown his word in you. Thanks be to God. Amen.